Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These are the duas of the sixth door from the Migration of the Truthful Traveler, which is a book from 2010 printed. This duas from the sixth door has about 40 to 45 duas. Some of them are a little bit different than what's on the sheet. Most of them are the same. And we're up to number 29, and this will go through 29 through, I believe, 36 or 35. 36. A'udhu billah minash shaitan rajim, bismillah rahman rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rahman rahim, malik yawm din yak na'budu yak nasta'in. Hidina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim, wa al-dallin. Amin. Dua 29. O Allah, lift the burden of sins with your kindness and gentleness, and by your favor provide us with the life of the virtuous ones, and protect us from the harm of every evil. Amin. O seeker who follows the religion of the unity of Allah, and who is created with the innate nature of gnosis and certitude, you should reflect on the wisdom of your manifestation and the benefit of your appearance in non-existence to know yourself in all of your states. Then you can unveil the one who brought you into existence and made you appear by the perfect qualities and the all-encompassing names which lead to the realization of his unity and singularity. This realization leads to revelation so that you arrive at your goal and attain your highest potential of certitude and faith. Because the end of your manifestation is gnosis, and the realization of unity, and Allah is the helper and the supporter, and upon him everyone should rely. O seeker whose goal is the praiseworthy station, which is the rank of unveiling and witnessing, may Allah guide you to the straight path and protect you from the transitory. You must empty your mind from its inclination toward anything except the real, and from turning to anything that busies you or prevents you from turning to Him and following Him. You must busy yourself with praising and glorifying Him in all of your states and all the time, but especially during prayer while you are in retreat. Beware of inclining toward the lower world's ornaments, pleasures, and appetites, and beware of mingling with those indulged in the mud of this world. Association with the ornaments of the lower world can weaken your sight and blind your heart. O Allah, lift the burden of sins with your kindness and gentleness, and by your favor provide us with the life of the virtuous ones, and protect us from the harm of every evil. Amen. The Dua 30. May Allah make us among those who fear His anger and who have hope of His forgiveness, His great mercy and generosity. O seeker and Gnostic, who realizes the glory and majesty of the real and who is thirsty for intimacy with Him, never lie or deny Allah, and do not blame events taking place everywhere on the Sovereign, the Almighty, the Irresistible Subduer, and the Ever-Forgiving. He is the possessor of all glory, power, and is in command of all favors and blessings, as well as all vengeance and suffering. Therefore, you should thank Him for His blessings and give everything its right in all of your states. Beware of heedlessness, making you unconscious of Allah while busy with something or someone else. In all of your states and all of the time, be between His hands and between hope and fear, but do not ever despair, because no one despairs except the losers. May Allah make us among those who fear His anger and who have hope of His forgiveness, His great mercy and generosity. Amen. May Allah make us among those who reach Him and gain mastery of His religion by His favor and His generosity. Dua 31. O seeker, lover, intelligent one, whose goal is unveiling the ontological order of existence, who has insight into the ungratefulness and denial that exist therein, and is vigilant of any deviation from the promised way, which the book and messengers clarified. You must reflect, in all of your states and always, on the suwar of the glorious Quran, and ask yourself, who am I, and which group am I among? Am I with the foremost, with those brought to divine proximity and who are accepted? Or am I from the people of the right hand who were granted excellence? Or am I among the liars, the confused, and those who have gone astray and are suffering? In conclusion, worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. O Allah, we ask you to please make us among your worshippers who are brought to divine proximity. O seeker of the goal awaiting success, you must master the station of the peace of the deep surrender, Maqam at-Tazlim. Regarding all the decrees, you must also continue to always observe the polite manners of servitude between the hands of Allah in all of your states. Empty your heart of all whispers and of everything that keeps you away from your guardian protector. Continue to obey and perform the ritual of worship in private, so that you protect your action from the love of fame, hypocrisy, conceit, and whims. Beware of dishonoring yourself with the mud of the lower world, that is, its ornaments, which cause you to forget the joy of the final world, and cause you to be chained to the possibilities that keep you away from arrival at the unboundedness of essential existence, and from arriving at the purity of the One Essence, which is described as the promised bliss, the continuous fountain and the praiseworthy station. May Allah make us among those who reach Him and gain mastery of His religion by His favor and His generosity. Amin. Dua 32. May Allah guide you and us and all of His worshippers to the straight path. And may He shelter us in steadfastness by His beautiful kindness and gentleness and by His great generosity. O seeker who is following the intended goal and who has been actualized in the world of the unity, and to whom the unity of the essence is unveiled, as are the perfection of the names and the divine qualities. May Allah allow you to settle in the abode of honor without wavering. You should witness the traces of His beautiful names and His lofty qualities in the manifest and hidden forms, and you should learn from all of them in accordance with your preparation and readiness, deposited within you by the real. Do not depart from the norms of the divine justice according to the demands of His names and His lofty qualities. All of your actions and your manners and stations must adhere to the law, and you must not neglect any aspect of its subtlety or ignore any of its boundaries. If you adhere to its rules, you will encompass the station of gatheredness and the level of the people of essence. For the law is no more than practical protection from Allah for all people, and leads them to the abode of peace, which is the seat of truth, the station of the peace and of the deep surrender, which is the highest station of the Gnostics, and the furthermost degree of those who are unveiled, the people of the unity. May Allah guide you and us and all of His worshippers to the straight path. And may He shelter us in steadfastness by His beautiful kindness and gentleness and by His great generosity. Amen. Dua 33. May Allah guide us to the way of His unity by His favor and outreach. O praiseworthy seeker who is attracted toward the real and is deeply involved in traveling the way of the people of unity, who are described as Allah's friends, who migrated from the cloudiness of humanity to the city of divine unity, where all possess the state of poverty. May Allah help you to reach your goal and highest potential in the high station of Gnosis and unity. You must increase your energy and intensify your effort in the way of annihilation, fana, through the annihilation that annihilates you from your annihilation, so that you may gain eternal existence. This way is the way of the sealed, praiseworthy presence, Al-Hadra, Al-Kitamiyya, Al-Muhammadiyya, who, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent to all people to clarify the way of the unity of essence, which negate multiplicity. You must purify your heart and conscience from engraved preconceptions and from all pictures and forms, as well as habits and patterns of behavior that take you away from the one essence. You should follow the footsteps of your Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like disciples of Jesus who followed their prophet without doubts or hesitation, so that the way of gnosis and certitude is unveiled to you by Allah's blessings of success and His attraction. Reflect upon the length of the prophet's servitude, then serve his noble prophecy and way of purification. And beware of turning to the lower world and of being inclined toward what it contains, so that you can master the way of purification and completely empty yourself of everything, which is what is necessary and leads to the beginning of unveiling and witnessing. May Allah guide us to the way of His unity by His favor and outreach. Amen. Dua 34. O our Lord, make us among the grateful and the thankful by your kindness and gentleness. Amen. O seeker of the one God, who is crossing the waves of the ocean of existence, and who has been actualized in the station of unveiling and witnessing, may Allah enable you to master the abode of the honorable unity, and may He shelter you from wavering and confusion. You must put your trust in Allah and take Him as your measure, and accept Him as the one in charge of all of your affairs, and know that He is enough for you. In all of your affairs, do not become distracted from Allah or lose consciousness of Him at any time. Surrender all of your affairs to Him, especially those which concern provision, because this is decreed by Allah, the one in authority and control, who is wise and cares about everything that lives in His encompassed existence. This encompassed existence is the reflection of the existing being, and every creature reaches its fate in accordance with the will of Allah and in accordance with what He intends. Beware of pursuing Him for trade or questioning Him. You should use the gifts and talents given to you from the all-knowing, the wise, to accomplish what you were originally created for, and be among the grateful and thankful. In conclusion, because provision is from Allah, do not be one of the despairing ones. Rather, continue to worship your Lord and be thankful to Him for His gifts and favors until certainty comes to you. O our Lord, make us among the grateful and the thankful by your kindness and gentleness. Amen. And Dua 35. May Allah make us among the wakeful in all of our circumstances. Amen. O seekers for whom the echoes and reflections of the source from which you manifest are unveiled. Everything manifests from the source, the sun of the one essence. Know that the appearance of the known manifestations and the expansion and extension of the shadow is an immediate action that follows without anything before it, and without any lapse of time or steps or any precedent, and this is the same for the hidden. Therefore, in your appearance, be consciously perceptive of your Lord to the extent that nothing else busies you. Do not be heedless of Him and never stop directing yourself toward Him, even for the blink of an eye or a single moment, because you do not know the time that is determined for you. When it comes, nothing stops it, and you cannot return to change anything. May Allah make us among the wakeful in all of our circumstances. Amen. And Dua 36. Our Lord, on you we depend, and towards you we turn, and to you is our final return. O believer in one God, actualized in the station of annihilation, fana, in Allah, the vicegerent of Allah in all of your actions, whose marks are his reflections. You must surrender to all the commands and avoid the prohibitions from your Lord in accordance with the duties that point to the absolute divine wisdom that is perfect and excellent and flows for the benefit of people in all of their affairs and rectifies their livelihood as well as their final abode. Continue to perform the obligations and duties that servitude demands, and do this with complete surrender and contentment. Continue to perform the voluntary and recommended action that brings you to divine proximity, favors, and blessings. You must humble yourself and beg Allah with the faithfulness of piety and humility and perform all the rituals of worship. Know that he who judges, evaluates, and rewards you is the all-seeing, and the snares of shaitan are many. His trickery surrounds you. So do not be heedless because he easily overshadows you. Put your trust in Allah and reliance on him at all times. Seek refuge in Allah from the stratagem of shaitan, for indeed Allah is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. Our Lord, on you we depend, and towards you we turn, and to you is our final return. Amin. 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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.